This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Scary Poppins is gone. This is Nina Jankowicz, so-called Scary Poppins, because she's the lady who'd been tapped to head the new Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. And while she's actually guilty of the kind of disinformation she was supposedly going to stop, she is quite a talented vocalist. It's just that she posted to her TikTok account a parody song to the tune of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, singing about how disinformation is really quite atrocious. Well, the Department of Homeland Security has decided to pause the activities of the Disinformation Governance Board. That's how it's being reported by the corporate media anyway, saying that while the board's work was grossly and intentionally mischaracterized, the false attacks have become a significant distraction. Nina Jankowicz has also resigned her position and gone back into private life. This is described, or was described, as a way to coordinate efforts across the Department of Homeland Security with disparate missions. The Disinformation Governance Board prompted attacks from Republicans and civil rights groups alike. Well, civil rights groups, many of them are not really conservative politically. This is a way of trying to spin what had happened here in the same way the corporate media spun the surrender of the Azov battalion fighters in Mariupol. Well, they're just winding down their combat mission. Yes, they surrendered, but that's not how it's being portrayed here. The board, which was created just 3 weeks ago, never actually met. The Washington Post's headline on this, reported by its internet reporter, Taylor Lorenz, who is a piece of work herself. Anyway, this is how it was presented by the Washington Post. How the Biden administration let right-wing attacks derail its disinformation efforts. A pause of the Department of Homeland Security's newly created board comes after its head, Nina Jankowicz, was the victim of coordinated online attacks as the administration struggled to respond. Again, trying to spin this as somehow evil right-wing activists who want to spread disinformation instead of American citizens. Pretty much everybody who's to the right of Karl Marx saying, wait a minute, we don't want our federal government controlling our access to information. That's sort of a violation. No, it's a blatant violation of the First Amendment right to free speech. But again, just that they can't admit that the Azov battalion surrendered in Mariupol, they're spinning it as something other than what it is. The administration grossly overestimated its ability to put this forth and have it accepted by the American public. Somebody inside the White House woke up and smelled the reality. Topic number 4, fake president. Almost half of President Biden's 22.2 million followers on Twitter are fake. This is according to a tool provided by a software company, SparkToro. They found that 49.3% of the accounts following President Biden, the official @POTUS account, are fake based on an analysis of a number of factors, including location issues, default profile images, accounts that don't respond, and so on. Now, of course, you know, Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a bid to buy Twitter. He's expressed concerns last week about the number of fake accounts on Twitter, because that's how Twitter sells advertising. Inflate the number of users, you can charge more for your ads. Well, Musk is probably using this as a way to negotiate a better deal. He had offered $54.20 a share. Twitter, as of this recording, trading at under $37 a share. Topic number 3, Lebanon. Last week, elections in Lebanon, and Hezbollah and its allies lost its majority in Lebanon's parliament. Their opponent, the Christian Lebanese Forces, became the largest Christian party in parliament after the final results of the election were announced last Tuesday. The election process marred by violence, violations of election regulations, and other things. Only about 41% of the voters in Lebanon turned out to vote. Supporters of Hezbollah and the Christian Lebanese Forces clashed at polling places. Polling monitors were threatened, but this is a difficult time to be in that nation. They're in the grip of a serious economic crisis. Electricity deliveries are even less reliable than in California. Hezbollah and its allies had won a majority of 71 seats the last time people voted there in 2018. This time around, they only got 56 seats. So politicians will now have to work together to try to form a government which should be at least as entertaining as what's been happening in Israel the last 4 years. Topic number two, culture war. Reality continues becoming more unreal at an ever-increasing pace. This is an actual children's book. It's titled M is for Mustache. It features a little girl in a princess costume on the cover wearing a mustache because why not? Now look, kids will play act and do all sorts of things when they're young, but the book goes through the alphabet and for each letter gives children words that help promote a progressive, actually regressive, sexual agenda. And I say regressive deliberately because this is actually a return to a pre-Mosaic standard of morality. In other words, pre-Moses standard of morality that existed in Mesopotamia more than 4,000 years ago. Guys could be guys or girls or vice versa or neither. That was, in fact, part of the worship of the goddess Inanna, whom you might know as Aphrodite or Venus. Anyway, the lesson for today is the letter Q. Q, according to this book, stands for queer spawn. I'm fairly well read. This is the first time I've come across this word. Queer spawn, one word for kids lucky to have parents who are lesbian or bi or trans or queer or two-spirit. The easy thing to do when encountering propaganda like this, targeting our children, is to get angry. That's what our common enemy wants. And I'm talking about the principalities and powers in the spirit realm who want to destroy us all. The sad thing is that the people who take books like this seriously and think this is healthy for children don't realize that they are in bondage. They are enslaved by these principalities and powers. Our mission, as difficult as it may be, is to share the love of Christ and the hope that we have in Jesus with these people, even if they're not willing to listen. Jesus' command to the disciples, share the gospel. If any village won't listen, shake the dust from your sandals as a reproach against them and move on. It is very easy for us to get angry and upset and thus make ourselves unintentionally a stumbling block between them and the saving love and grace of Jesus Christ. Now, having said all that, it's not surprising that even M is for Mustache is woke enough for today's regressives. One commenter who posted a review of the book wrote this, quote, "I enjoyed this book a lot, but I hesitate at S is for smudging. We burn sage to remember that we're marching on native land. Smudging is a Native American practice, so it feels culturally appropriative to me for non-natives to do it." No matter how woke you are never woke enough. The left will always eat its own. Coming up, God's creation never ceases to amaze. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
Now, does magic exist today in the church age? Yes, I believe it does in certain parts of the world, but I believe that it's restrained by the presence of the Holy Spirit in the world. The areas you'll probably find the most witchcraft in our world are the areas where Christianity is not treaded. In short, if there are no Holy Spirit-led believers around, then there isn't as much of a restraining. I don't believe anywhere in the world today can produce the level of magic that was seen in the Old Testament or that will be seen again during the tribulation, but it is still something we should know how to defend against, as there are actual modern-day witches that try to target Christians. Now, the best defense against any attack like that is a close relationship with Jesus. Now, remember church history. The Holy Spirit living in you messes up their magic. Their magic does not mess up the power of the Holy Spirit in you. So we just need to remain rooted in Scripture and focus on our relationship with Jesus. And apart from that, further spreading the gospel is our best defense against the kingdom of darkness.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to DefenderConference.com.
Deep in the earth, the Dark God plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, bees are amazing. And not just the hives, the honeybees working together as a collective. Even bumblebees are awesome. Researcher in Sweden has actually trained bumblebees to play soccer, or football if you're European, rewarding them with a drop of nectar every time they score a goal. This is rather complex behavior, having to understand the connection between moving this little pea-sized ball into a net and the reward that comes afterward. But the fact is, there are more neurons in the brain of a bee than there are in yours and mine. Which not only makes it amazing that bees can do this, but kind of amazing that we can do anything at all. As I said, God's creation is amazing. Take a moment today to just stop and reflect on that. Skywatch TV's Unveiling Virtual Conference continues through August 13th. We keep talking about this because there's some really powerful stuff in here. Tyler Gilreath's presentation on Taming Tiamat, God's Mastery of Chaos, just one of the many presentations that will be a blessing to you. Tom Horn's presentation, of course, which no surprise, has got the most views of any of the presentations in the virtual conference so far, but they are all worth watching. More than 24, and of course, as an added free bonus, all 5 of SkyWatch Films documentaries, including the 2 award-winning films, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, both award-winning films at the Telly Awards over the last 6 years. You get access to all of those through August 13th, and you set the schedule for this conference. Watch what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. Find out more online and get immediate access now by logging on to DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. During the month of May, our gift for your gift, your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a copy of the cutting-edge book, Redeemed Unredeemable. Donna Howell and Tom Horn wrote this several years ago, and it continues to bless people by showing God's capacity for forgiveness even extends to the worst of the worst among us. If the people featured in this book can be forgiven by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then there is nothing that you can do that will put you outside the reach of His love. You can get a copy of this book for your donation of any amount during the month of May if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. We'll be in Turkey later this year, Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey. He's the founder of Ezra Adventures and the author of the best-selling book Israel Rising, featured on SkyWatch TV just a few years ago. We'll be in Turkey from October 18th through November 3rd, and we're inviting you to join us. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour. We hope to do it again, though, so hopefully it'll be more than once in a lifetime. But the sites that we'll see, the cities of the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, described by archaeologists as the oldest temple in the world, which friends of ours, archaeologists, Christian archaeologists, believe was actually a pre-flood site influenced by the Watchers, the fallen sons of God mentioned in Genesis chapter 6. Don't miss it. You can find out more because the itinerary is posted online at skywatchinturkey.com. You can also reserve your spot on the tour there, skywatchinturkey.com. Of course, our tours of Israel, we've only been twice. COVID has interrupted our string, but we're looking forward to getting back next March. March 19th through 30th, with an optional 3-day extension over to Jordan, and we will see Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount. We'll visit the site of Joshua's altar, the site of that recent discovery of the lead curse tablet, cursed by the God Yahweh, a connection to Joshua and the renewal of the covenant in Joshua chapter 8. But there are many other sites to visit there. Shiloh, where archaeologists believe they may have located the site of the tabernacle, where it stood for more than 3 centuries before Solomon built the temple. And, of course, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, and Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights. And we will be preaching and teaching all along the way. Sharon and I, our special guests, Donna Howell and Allie Henson from the Simply His program from SkyWatch TV, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, and you. Find out more and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we continue our discussion of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. This week, we talk about the connection to January 6th of 2021. What could the connection be? Well, there is one. Thanks to Sharon, she pointed it out to me. Did some more digging. That's why the U.S. Capitol is on the cover of the book here. Some prophetic significance to this old god known to the Romans as Saturn. More than you would think. This week's broadcast show, well, you can find the schedule for the over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But again, you have the power of controlling the schedule. Just add the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, and we'll be there when you click the remote. You could also download our free mobile app that brings all of our video content, important news, and a schedule of our upcoming events right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.